Welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, produced by Upload Media Group and sponsored by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in the area. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids on Friday, August 28th. The forecast for tomorrow is mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees and a low of 63.
That sounds like a perfect late summer day. Let's dive into what's happening around town. We'll kick things off with our health and wellness category.
Sounds great. Where do we start?
If you want to get moving, Jerry Fitz, a class for those 60 and over, is happening at the Ely Public Library. There's a session from 8 to 8:45 a.m. and another from 1 to 1:45 p.m. For something more relaxing, there's a day of self-renewal at Prairie Woods Franciscan Spirituality Center from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Just be sure to register in advance.
Also in wellness, there's Encore Cafe at the Marion Public Library from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's a program that includes a meal and registration is required. And as the sun sets, you can join a guided full moon hike at the Indian Creek Nature Center from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pre-registration is a must for that one.
That hike sounds incredible. Okay, shifting gears to arts and culture, there are some wonderful opportunities to explore.
Always a vibrant scene in Cedar Rapids.
Head to the Veterans Memorial Building for a gallery talk about Grant Wood's famous memorial window from 11 to 11:30 a.m. Then, from 2 to 3 p.m., the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art is hosting an Art in the Moment tour. It's a dementia-friendly experience, and you'll need to register.
And speaking of the art museum, it's a perfect day to go because they're offering free summer admission all day long. For some evening entertainment, you can catch the youth theater performance of Disney's Finding Nemo Jr. at the Giving Tree Theater. That runs from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
That's fantastic. Now, what's happening at our local libraries? Let's check out the library and literary events.
The Hiawatha Public Library is the place to be. It starts with a puzzle swap for puzzle lovers from 9 to 10 a.m. That's followed by Doodlebugs at 10:30, presented by the Art Museum. Then in the afternoon, there's a community writer's circle at 1 p.m. and a self-guided murder mystery club at 2 p.m.
Solving a mystery sounds fun. And over at the Ely Public Library, former Hiawa football player Robert Smith is doing an author visit from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m.
Very cool. Now let's talk about some fun for the family.
The Relief Party at the Park looks like a great time at Jones Park Pavilion from 4:30 to 6:30 with food, music, and games. And for the little ones, there's a Little Ninja Warrior class at the Line Drive Sports Complex from 2 to 7 p.m., designed for kids ages 2 to 7.
A ninja warrior class. I love it. Also, teens and tweens can play Dungeons and Dragons at the Hiawatha Library from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And of course, take the family out to a Cedar Rapids Colonels game. They play at 6:30 p.m. There's a hat giveaway and tickets are just $5.
Can't beat that deal. All right, as we head into the evening, let's wrap up with the very full slate of live music and nightlife.
So many options for a Friday night.
There really are. Starting at 6 p.m., you have Rock the Block at Newbo City Market with the band Fresh Fighters. At the same time, in Uptown Marion, there's pop-up acts in the Artway with Bovine Invasion. Also at 6, Cedar Ridge Distillery hosts the Retro Rockets.
Then at 7 p.m., the Coolerators play at Kickstand. And at 8 p.m., you can see roots rock and blues artist Brandon Santini perform at CSPS Hall.
And for the late night crowd, the Ideal Theater has an EDM night starting at 9. That's for 21 and up. Or if you want to sing yourself, Sammy's Lounge has karaoke, also starting at 9.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors. With 5 convenient locations across the greater Cedar Rapids area, and yes, the best cookies on the planet, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is a place where relationships and service truly matter. From personal to business banking, CRBT is here to support you every step of the way. Come meet the people you can bank on at CRBT.com. Member FDIC.